好耶。
I wrote this song just looking at you. Ooh, whoa, oh. Yeah, the drums they swing low and the twist they go. And the trumpets they go. And the trumpets they go. Violence whenever you're gone.
Whenever you're gone.
Yeah. Is it weird that your ass remind me of a Kanye West song?
Kanye West.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, I hear say knees in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Ooh, oh, yeah, the drums they swing low and the trumpets they go. No, 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 no. The trumpets they go. That you moan. Is it weird that your eyes remind me of a Coldplay song?
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on, baby, baby? Is it weird that your bra every time that you get undressed, trumpets they go. Yeah. Trumpets they go. Yeah. It's about a fire door. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Frank Harris in the back. Yeah, man. Just so, as a close, we are closing, right? I met Frank when I was about 13 years old, and he was in law school, you know, getting gray hairs early, and he would go out on his basketball court and, you know, kind of try to, you know, get the stress from the law school. And I ain't make my basketball team the year prior, and I was like, damn. So, you know, I was going outside every single day, just shooting around, shooting around, shooting around. So one day, you know, because I'm, you know, I'm a baller. So I was outside. We was about to play a 3-on-3 right quick. And then this old dude comes out. Well, he wasn't that old, to be fair. but I like to call him Oat. But he had his high socks on, and his shorts were a little shorter than what I'm used to. And there was nobody else to choose. So it was like, all right, come on, you can play with us, man. And I love the fact that I get to tell the story and not you. It's amazing. Yeah, so he plays with us and he just starts murdering everybody, just like killing everybody, because he played professional basketball overseas and whatnot. So he actually started helping me with my game day in and day out. Like, he would come outside and literally train me every single day. Ended up making my team. But I would always try to beat him in basketball, and I could never beat him. And until one day I was like, yo, this is not even what I do, man. I sing. He was like, man, shut up, man. You don't sing. And then I sang for him. And then that began the journey. Like, we began the journey when I was 13 years old, trying to figure out our place in this music industry. It's a lot different than a lot of other manager artist relationships, because he's definitely like a part of our family. We've built something incredible together, and I definitely want to thank Spotify for being the future of what music is, and I'm excited for the future of music and what's to come. Oh yeah.